First Peter. It's after the book of James and before the book of First Second Peter. After the book of James, before the book of Second Peter.
如果大家有圣经的话，可不可以请翻到彼得前书？啊，彼得前书是在雅各书之后，在彼得后书之前。
If you are here for the first time, we are glad that you are here.
如果你第一次来的话，我很高兴你们可以今天来。
If you do not have a Bible, please let us know. We'll make sure that you get one.
如果你没有圣经的话，请告诉我们，我们会确保你会有一本。
If you don't have a Bible, please meet one of the ushers behind. They will make sure that you have a Bible.
如果你没有圣经的话，请跟后面的招待说一下，然后他们会给你一本圣经。
The book of First Peter.
彼得前书。
Chapter 1.
第一章。
And today we're going to deal with verses 6 and 7.
今天我们要看第六节和第七节。
In this you rejoice, though now for a little while, if necessary,You have been grieved by various trials, so that the tested genuineness of your faith, more precious than gold that perishes though it is tested by fire, may be found to result in the praise and glory and honor at the revelation of Jesus Christ.
因此你们是大有喜乐，但如今在百般的试炼中暂时忧愁，叫你的信心既被试验，就比那被火试验仍然能坏的金子更显宝贵。可以在耶稣基督显现的时候得着称赞、荣耀、尊贵。
This is the word of God.
这是神的话。
I was at work when I got the phone call.
我还在上班，然后我接到一个电话。
On the other side, my wife said, "Are you sitting down?"
然后在另一端呢，我的太太就说，你现在坐着吗？
Well, whenever she says that, it's one of two things.
然后不管她是说什么。他说这话的时候就肯定是有两种状况。
One is really good news that's going to blow my mind away.
一或者是非常好的消息，然后我就会变得头昏眼花。
Or two, it's really terrible news.
或者也可以是一个非常差的一个消息。
I said yes, why?
然后我说是啊，我坐着，那为什么要问我这个问题？
She said my water just broke.
我的水破了，她说。
I immediately started to panic a little bit.
然后我开始就大失惊错了。
And I told her, I'm going to be right there. It was in the middle of the afternoon. I was still working. But I told her, I'm going to be right there.
然后我就说我马上就回来。这是那个下午的时候。然后我还在工作。但是我说我马上就回来。
I'm so glad there was no police on the road that day.
然后我很高兴那天路上没有警察。
I booked it to go to my wife.
然后我就去我太太那边。
We were about to have a baby.
我们马上就有个小孩了。
As I was sitting in the car, as time was going on, I started to realize that my responsibilities during this process are unknown to me a little bit.
然后我在那个还在开车的时候，我就在想，哎呀，我其实在这个事情中所负的责任可能也没有说，也不是很清楚。
The last thing I wanted to do was say the wrong thing to my wife while she's in labor.
然后我最不想做的事情就是她生孩子的时候我说错话。
Initially, Jen seemed to handle childbirth very well.
然后呢，开始的时候。Jen 她可好像生孩子还蛮简单的。
We had the genius, yet good idea not to use any drugs during childbirth.
然后我们就开始觉得，哎，可能生孩子也不需要用什么药。
So as she was into childbirth, I was really proud of her the way she was handling herself.
然后她那个时候很从容的可以生孩子，我觉得啊，我真是对她感到非常骄傲。
She was smiling with charm and grace, you know.
然后她很迷人，然后又很优雅的在那微笑。
Well, that scene was about to change as time went on.
但是随着时间的推移呢，这个事情就慢慢的发生了变化。
As the pain started to increase from her, she wanted lesser words from my mouth.
然后当她的痛苦越来越多的时候，她就不想在我说话了。
See, I couldn't help her because of I couldn't understand the extent of her pain.
啊，我不能帮她什么，因为我不能理解她的痛苦有多深。
I tried to compare it with other pain, but she's like, that is nothing compared to what I'm going through.
然后我试着想把她所受的痛苦和别的痛苦相比较，但她说这些跟我现在所受的根本算不了什么。
And I thought, surely I can understand her pain, but there was no way in her mind I could ever understand her pain.
然后呢，没有，我根本不能够去知道她有多痛。
There were long hours of intense pain after that.
然后呢，接着就好多个小时非常剧烈的疼痛。
Anybody, any father that's ever been in the room while your child was born, you understand what I'm saying, right? How many? All right, yeah. So you know what I'm saying, right?
然后这里有做父亲的，如果他们妻子在生孩子的时候，你们也在房间里面的话，你们就知道啊我在说什么了。
Finally, at about 8:30, I think her pain was relieved because our daughter was born.
然后大约在八点三十分的时候，然后终于她的痛苦就减少了，因为我们的孩子，我们的女儿出生了。
And I thought my wife would be very relieved. It's all done, and here's our daughter, right?
然后我就想，哎，我的妻子真的是可以松一口气了，因为一切都结束了，是吧？
And my daughter looks at my wife looks at my daughter and says.What is wrong with her?
然后我的太太就看着我们的女儿说，她怎么了呀？
It was a funny time as well as a time of relief for her.
然后这是一个很有意思的时候，也是一个让她松一口气的时候。
Some of us are going through intense pain right now.
然后有一些人呢正在经历很大的痛苦。
Whether it's spiritual pain,
无论是灵上的痛苦。
Emotional pain,
或者说是心情上的痛苦。
Whether it's financial pain,
经济上的。
Social relational pain,
人际关系的。
Or even physical pain and suffering,
或者甚至是身体上的痛苦。
What if we cannot understand why we go through this pain?
我们如果不能理解为什么会受苦呢？
On the one hand, to give an answer during suffering and pain seems to trivialize.The nature of suffering and pain.
一方面，如果我们在经历痛苦的时候，试着去解释它，好像就贬低了我们的痛苦。
But on the other hand, is it possible to experience some kind of relief if we knew why we're suffering in the first place?
但是如果我们知道为什么我们受苦的话，是不是会给我们一些解脱呢？
The text we're about to explore gives us reasons why we suffer and how we ought to suffer, especially if we claim to be Christians.
然后我们看的经文就告诉我们为什么我们会受苦，我们如何去受苦，尤其如果我们是基督徒的话。
So there's three things Peter is trying to say in this passage.
彼得在这段话中想要讲三个方面的事情。
The first thing is that the inevitable suffering of a suffering servant is temporary. It's temporary.
然后第一件事情就是说，一个受苦的仆人，他要受苦，是的，但是他的苦是暂时的。
Second, it's necessary.
然后他也是必要的去受苦。
And finally, it results in glory.
最后他将要使人得荣耀。
So it's temporary, it's necessary, and it results in glory.
所以他是暂时的，他是必须的，他会让人得荣耀。
Look with me in chapter 1, verse 6 of 1 Peter.
然后大家可以一起跟我们看，彼得前书第一章第六节。
In this you rejoice, though now for a little while,If necessary, you have been grieved by various trials.
因此你们是大有喜乐，但如今在百般的试炼中暂时忧愁。
The word if necessary is written over there.
必须这个单词就在这儿写着。
In fact, in some translations it says, you may have had to suffer grief.
然后有一些翻译就说你可能已经有忧愁或者有患难。
That shows that our suffering is guaranteed.
所以告诉我们说我们的试炼是必须的。
If you're not going through any pain and suffering just yet, just wait. It will happen.
如果你还没有经历任何患难的话，那你就等着吧，它肯定会来的。
Everyone will go through some kind of pain or suffering.
每个人都会经历这样或那样的痛苦。
But then there's two kinds of reasons why people suffer.
但是人们受苦仍然有不同的原因。
Some people stop. Let's start to 1 Peter 3:17 real quick.
然后我们一起看到彼得前书第三章第十七节。
1 Peter 3:17. This is what it says.
彼得前书第三章第七节，十七节就是这么说的。
For it is better to suffer for doing good, if that should be God's will, than for doing evil.
神的旨意若是叫你们因行善受苦，总强如因行恶受苦。
So then there is a kind of suffering that is self-inflicted.
所以有一种受苦呢是自找的。
We ministered in Hamtramck, Michigan, for about a year.
我们在密西根的 Hamtramck 在那里侍奉了一年。
And there were a number of people in Hamtramck that were going through intense financial struggles.
在那边有一些人他们正在经历很大的经济上的挣扎。
To the point of where they did not know where the next meal was going to come from.
他们甚至不知道下一顿饭从哪来。
And there was genuine suffering.
他们是真的受苦。
But some of them were in that state because of a drug abuse.
但是有一些人他们在这样的情况是因为用药。
And all their money was spent on drugs.
他们的所有的钱都用在毒品上了。
And so that is a kind of suffering that is self-inflicted.
所以他们的这些挣扎是自找的。
But then there is a kind of suffering that exists in spite of doing everything good.
但是有一些时候呢，虽然做了所有的好事，但是还是会受苦。
In 1 Peter 1, Peter is talking about that kind of suffering.
彼得就在这里说这样子的受苦。
The Christians of Asia Minor were facing troubling times.
在小亚细亚的人们，他们受到了很多的逼迫。
Because of their faith in Christ, they were being persecuted through social ostracism.
因为他们的基督教的信仰呢，所以他们在社会上被孤立。
Slander and malicious talk undermined their relationships with associates and family.Threaten their honor in the community and possibly jeopardize their lives.
然后那些谗言呢，毁谤的话，让他们和家里人还有周遭的人，他们的关系就很紧张，然后甚至有的时候会威胁他们的生计。
The issues of how to maintain a vital Christian faith in such circumstances and how to respond to such unjust treatment pressed upon the believers.
那他们如何去应对这样子的不公正的待遇，如何去保持自己的基督信仰呢？他们就面临这样的问题。
They were suffering servants.
他们是受苦的仆人。
So it doesn't matter if you're young or old.
所以不管你是年轻的或是年老的。
Rich or poor.
是富有的或是贫穷的。
Smart or not so smart.
是聪明的还是不怎么聪明的。
God says that everyone will face suffering of some kind or the other.
神说每个人都会经受这样或那样的痛苦。
Suffering is not just not possible, it's guaranteed.
受苦不光是可能的，它简直就是无法避免的。
The reason is guaranteed is because we live in a broken world.
我们没有办法避免受苦，是因为我们在一个破碎的世界当中。
No matter how hard you try to have a good life and plan everything, it comes to ruin.
无论是你对自己的生活计划的有多么多么好，它都会有问题。
There are so many cases where couples have planned their lives, financial life, to the T.
然后很多时候有一些夫妻他们可能已经把所有的经济的状况全都安排的好了。
And suddenly the market drops or something happens and there's financial reversal.
然后呢忽然之间市场有了变化，他们的经济一下子就垮了。
Or a couple is having a really good time as a married couple, the kids are out of the house, and suddenly one of the spouses gets really sick.
然后或者说有一些夫妻他们自己的家里的小孩已经长大了，他们也非常的好，但是忽然之间呢有一个人他就生病了。
I'm aware that there are some people in this room that are physically sick.
然后我知道在这个房间里面就有一些人身体上有疾病。
You know, as Americans or even Asian Americans, we are the least prepared for suffering.
当知道作为在美国的人，尤其是在美国的亚洲人，我们是最不能够受苦的。
When suffering hits us, we're shocked. Why is this happening to me?
然后当我们受到苦的时候，我们就很吃惊，说为什么这个会临到我们呢？
The word says that it's guaranteed.
然后经上告诉我们，这是无法避免的。
We don't always know why God caused this kind of suffering in our life.
我们不是总是能理解为什么神会让我们受苦。
However, we can be sure that God has caused this in our life for His glory and our God.
然后但是我们可以肯定的是，神让我们受苦是为了他自己的荣耀。
And then suffering is diverse.
然后呢受苦有各种各样的。
It says, in this you rejoice, though now for a little while, if necessary, you have grieved, you have been grieved by various trials, various trials.
然后他这里说在百般的试炼中暂时忧愁。
That word trials is an interesting word.
这个试炼就是一个很有意思的一个单词。
This is what it means from the Greek, literally translated.
然后这个是从希腊文直接翻译过来的。
It says an attempt to learn the nature or character of something.
然后他说的是要去了解某一个事情的本质或者是特质。
an attempt to learn the nature or character of something.
这是一个尝试去了解某一个事物的本质或特质。
I'm sure if we went around the room and asked everyone who likes tests, we would all say we don't really like tests.
然后我可以说，如果我们在这个房间里面走一圈，然后说如果有谁喜欢测试的话，没有人会说喜欢。
Let me take a quick poll. How many of you like to take tests?
然后大家可不可以举手说有些如果有人喜欢那个测试的话？
Nobody. If you were, I would have to have a counseling session with you.
幸好大家没有，否则我就。
But none of us like taking tests, right?
所以没有人喜欢考试，是吧？
However, if you went, let's say you had a headache.
但是如果你有一个。
And you got an appointment to go see the doctor because it's been there for about 24 hours.
然后你就去医生那边，然后因为他已经有24小时。
You're in the waiting room, wanting to go to the doctor's office.
然后你在那儿等着，然后想要去看医生。
And then you hear really noise in the background.
然后你就听到在背景上面有一些噪音。
And you're kind of startled. You're like, I hope everything's okay.
然后你就在想，我希望一切都好。
You're taken in by the receptionist to the doctor's office.
然后你就从那个接待那边去医生的房间。
The doctor comes in and he looks really young, right?
然后他医生就进来，他看上去好年轻啊。
And so you're like, oh, it's just a headache. I think I'll be fine.
然后你就想，这只是头痛，我想我应该没事吧。
As soon as he takes a look at you, he says, you know, what's the matter?
然后他看了你就说你怎么了。
And you say, well, I have a headache.
然后你说我头痛。
And you know, it's been there for a couple of days. I was wondering if you could help me get rid of it.
他已经有几天了，所以我在想你能不能帮我去摆脱这个头痛呢？
And instead of looking at your head, he says, lay down on the table.
然后他没有看你的头，但是说你那个可不可以躺在桌子上。
And starts observing your stomach.
然后接着就看你的肚子有没有。
You're like, that's strange, but you know, whatever, maybe medical science is much more advanced than I know.
然后你就想，这好奇怪啊，但是呢，可能医学比我想象的中要更复杂一点。
And then he says, sit up.
然后接着他说起来。
This time he's like checking your knees.
然后他开始看你的膝盖。
They're like, my head's not here.
然后你就想，我头不在这儿呀。
And then he recommends you know, you don't do anything about it. It's all good, except he's going to have to do a scan of your back.
然后接着他跟你说，你没事儿，一切都很好，但是呢，他要给你的背做一个扫描。
You're like, I have some spinal issues, so maybe that's why I have like headache, right?
然后接着他说，有可能。那个你可能脊柱有问题，所以影响到你的脑。
Anyway, you take his recommendation, you're walking out, and then you ask the receptionist.
然后接着你就接受他的建议，接着就出去了，就问那个招待。
Can I ask you where did this doctor get his medical degree?
你可以告诉我这个医生在哪儿上的那个医学院吗？
She says, actually, none of us know.
然后他说，其实我们一个人都不知道。
I bet you're not going to go to that doctor again, are you?
然后你就不会再想去那个看那个医生了，是吧？
Same thing with your car.
和你的车也是一样。
What if I told you there's a brand new car outside? It's for you.
然后如果我告诉你外面有辆新车是给你的。
Only problem is the brakes have never been tested on it.
然后但是我告诉你那个刹车没有人。
We all like tested products.
看我们都很喜欢有测试过的。产品。
And these trials are coming in our life to test our faith.
这些试炼就是来测试我们的信心。
Lord willing, by God's grace, we have salvation in Jesus Christ.
然后感谢神，通过他的恩典，我们借着耶稣基督就有了救恩。
But this nature of this faith is that it can endure trials and still trust in God, even if things around us are completely going away.
然后我们是仍然要信靠神。即便周遭的一切都已经很不好了。
Trials are in life to test the genuineness of our faith.
试炼在我们的生活当中是看我们的信是真的还是不是。
There are different ways that suffering and pain hits you.
痛苦和患难临到你有各种各样不同的方式。
And sometimes it's unknown.
有些时候我们甚至不知道。
Then the next point Peter makes is that this suffering is just temporary.
接着彼得说这样子的患难是临时是暂时的。
Look at verse 6, he says, though now for a little while.
所以就继续看第六节如今。
Whatever the kind of suffering and pain you're going through, this is just temporary.
无论是你经受什么样的患难，这个痛苦都是暂时的。
But you know, some of us are like, no, I've been suffering for the past 7 years.
但是有人说我在过去的7年中一直不停在受苦。
So you're saying it's temporary? It doesn't seem like it's temporary.
所以你说的暂时，好像这并不是暂时的。
What I want us to understand, I'm going to use an illustration that one pastor uses, is that Peter uses temporary or for a little while with a different perspective in mind.
然后这里我想要用另一个牧师他所做过的一个比喻，就是彼得在这里说的他的那个暂时，他是从另一个角度来讲的暂时。我在这儿有一条绳子。
All right, it's a long rope.
这是一条很长的绳子。然后如果把它解开的话，那它可以其实可以延绵很久。然后在这个绳子的中间，我有一个非常小的点儿。有没有人可以看到这点呢？如果你看得到的话，就可以，你真的是有很好的眼睛。然后我们要就是从彼得的眼光去思考时间。然后彼得说你的试炼是暂时的。但是你会说我已经受了七八年的苦了。对我来说好像不是暂时的呀。彼得他的时间是永恒的。让我们想一想，这个绳子就是时间。然后它可以把整个房间都围一圈。这就是永恒。然后我们在世上的生活就像这是绳子上的一点。然后我们的这个生活呢就是像这一点。然后彼得就说你的受苦是暂时的，因为他想着永恒在他的脑子里。然后我可以对弟兄姐妹们这么说吗？我们花这么多的时间，因为我们想在地上有好的生活。对于一个信徒和一个非信徒之间的区别，就是我们信徒是生活超过于这个地球的。我们看时间是永恒的。不是暂时的，不是八九十年。
If you come to my family, maybe not more than 75.
如果你是来自我的家的话，可能不超过75岁。
So this is a tiny dot compared to eternity.
所以这只是一点，和永恒相比。
So he's saying your suffering is temporary.
所以他说你的患难是暂时的。
And then he says, so that in verse 7, so that the genuineness of your faith, more precious than gold.That perishes, though it is tested by fire, may be found to result in praise and glory and honor at the revelation of Jesus Christ.
所以他在第七节中继续讲到，叫你的信心既被试验，就比那被火试验仍然能坏的金子更显宝贵，可以在耶稣基督显现的时候得着称赞、荣耀、尊贵。
Now, if you look at verse 6, he started it with, "In this you rejoice."
然后你们看第六节，它是这样开始的，如今你们有大喜乐。
And then in verse 8, he says, you believe in him and rejoice with joy that is inexpressible.
然后在第八节的时候，他就说，你们相信他，然后就可以享受那无法用言语所描述的喜乐。
What he's dealing with here is an attitude that one should have during trials and suffering.
然后他在这里想说的是你在患难当中所要采取的态度。
Now, you greatly rejoice is therefore the controlling thought in these few verses.
然后你有大喜乐，所以说这就是在这几节经文中的主要的意思。
Peter talks about their rejoicing in what God has done for them in Christ.
然后彼得说因为神为他们耶稣基督为他们做的，所以他们要喜乐。
They have this great rejoicing in spite of what they are currently experiencing.
他们虽然现在所经受的但是仍然要喜乐。
And Peter is saying, in spite of your struggles and pain and suffering, rejoice in the Lord.
彼得就说，虽然你在生命当中有困苦，但是还是要以神为乐。
Now they wouldn't get this rejoicing if they were just focusing on their circumstances.
如果他们只是集中将注意力集中在自己的周遭的境况的话，他们也不会。
They can only get it from something real than what they are currently experiencing.
他们只能够从那个比他们现在所经历的更为真实的事情上来找到这种喜乐。
Some of us when we suffer.We get into pity party mode, right?
Pity party.
We throw a pity party to us. We pity ourselves, right?
Oh, okay. 然后有一些人，我们受苦的时候呢，然后我们就开始来自怜了。
I still remember, in like sixth or seventh grade, you know, this really bubbly girl, really fun. She started to like be very secluded and quiet, right?
然后我们还记得吗？就是我还记得六七年级的时候，然后有一个非常可爱的女生，然后她忽然之间就与隔绝了。
And I was like, what happened?
然后我就在想这怎么回事。
So one day I asked her, what's going on? You're just so sad.
然后我就问那个女生说你怎么了？然后你看着就好难过呀。
Well, like most sixth or seventh graders, this was a boyfriend trouble.
然后呢，当然那个六七年级的时候就是男女朋友的问题了。
This guy she liked is now going out with another girl.
然后那个他喜欢的那个男生呢，现在和别的女生交往。
And she's so upset.
然后他非常的沮丧。
See, she was living for the present circumstances.
然后他是为了当时的境况而活的。
Let me ask you, adults, right? What do you do when you suffer?
然后我们想问一下成年人，你在受苦的时候会做什么呢？
Some of us can throw pity parties.
然后有一些人就会自怜了。
Oh, why God is this happening to me?
然后就是说神呐、啊，为什么这个会发生在我身上呢？
Now there's genuine suffering, okay?
然后这是有真的有受苦的。
And I'm not undermining that.
我没有贬低这些。
But there's a right way to deal with suffering.
但是有一种是正确的方式去。
And there's a wrong way to deal with suffering.
还有一种不正确的方式。
Now look at the reason I say that there's genuine suffering is because he says you have been grieved.
然后我知道这里有是真的受苦，因为他说你们忧愁。
So he is saying your current circumstance stinks.
然后他就说你们现在的情况真的很糟糕。
It is painful.
这很痛苦。
And I understand it's painful.
我了解这的真很痛苦。
So he's not outside of reality. He's understanding that you are grieving.
他并没有不按时事，他知道你现在正在很忧愁。
Let me give you an example.
让我给你们一个例子。
There's this person called Jim Elliot and his friend Fleming. They arrived in Ecuador on February 21st, 1952, with the purpose of evangelizing the Ecuador's Quechua tribe, right?
然后让我在这里给你们一个例子，有一个人他叫 Jim Elliot， 然后他有他的朋友 Fleming， 他们在1952年的2月21号来到了厄瓜多尔，然后去那边给那边当地的印第安人传福音。
They first stayed in Quito and then moved to the jungle.
他们开始的时候在 Quito 待着，然后接着去了丛林。
Elliot and four other missionaries made contact with their airplane and using a loudspeaker they passed baskets downto this tribe and give gifts to the people there, right?
然后他们Elliot 和他的朋友们呢，然后开着直升飞机，然后就到那边去，对那边用扬声器来讲话，然后还给他们一些礼物，从那个飞机上面就用那个篮子把礼物掉下去。
After several years, several months, the men decided to build a base short distance from this village that they're trying to reach with the gospel.
然后过了几个月以后呢，他们就想要在那个村庄旁边建一个营地。
Encouraged by these friendly encounters with the village people, they began plans to visit this tribe.
然后他们遇到了一些人，他们也很友好，所以他们就受到了鼓励，计划要去真的向他们去传福音。
But the story still goes that these missionaries they went to the tribe, but 10 tribes people surrounded them.
然后他们就去了那个部落，但是有十个部落的人就围住了他们。
And they killed Elliot and all his four companions on January 8th, 1956.
然后呢，他们就在1996年的一月八号，然后杀害了 Elliot 和他的其他四个同伴们。
Elliot's body was found downstream along with those other men.
然后他的尸体 Elliot 的尸体 他在河的下流和其他的人一起被发现了。
And Jim Elliot's wife Elizabeth Elliot was with him in Ecuador during that time.
然后 Jim Elliot 他的妻子 Elizabeth Elliot 在那个时候也在厄瓜多尔。
Now you put yourself in the shoes of Elizabeth Elliot.
然后请你们把自己设想一下，自己就是 Elizabeth Elliot.
You're here in this foreign country.
你在这个外面的国家
trying to reach these people with the gospel of Jesus Christ.
想要把耶稣的福音带给那些人。
You want to do good to these people.
你想给那些人带来福音。
But instead of honoring you, they kill your husband.
然后他们没有尊敬你，而是他们杀害了你的丈夫。
That's a great grounds for starting to be bitter against God.
然后这是有很多的理由让人可以对神产生怨恨。
Oh God, she could have said, Oh God, I'm here to serve you, and I'm going through so much persecution. They killed my husband.
然后她可以说，神啊，我在这儿来服侍你，我们受了多少的迫害，但是他们把我的丈夫也杀了。
Why, Oh God, did you make me go through so much suffering?
为什么你给我这么大的痛苦呢？
Why did you make my husband die?
为什么你让我的丈夫死呢？
She could have done all these things.
她可以做这些事情。
But instead of that,
但是她没有做。
Because of her faith in Christ,
因为她对耶稣的信心。
She decided to stay in Ecuador.
她决定继续留在厄瓜多尔。
And reach these people that killed her own husband.
然后继续向那些杀害她丈夫的人传福音。
It's a fascinating story.
这真的是一个让人着迷的一个故事。
Where does this faith come from?
这信心从哪来呢？
It comes from God and belief in God.
这是从神而来的。
In spite of suffering.
这是In spite of suffering. 是不管你受了多大的痛苦。
Now he says, this suffering comes so that the tested genuineness of your faith, which is more precious than gold that perishes though tested, it is tested by fire, may be found to result in praise.
叫你们的信心既被试验，就比那被火试验仍然能坏的金子更显珍贵，可以在耶稣基督显现的时候得着称赞、荣耀、尊贵。
So suffering comes into our life to show the genuineness of our faith.
所以痛苦来到我们的生命中是要看我们的信心是真的还是不是。
What Peter is doing is that he's likening your faith with gold.
在这里彼得所做的事情就是他把你的信心比作金子。
So in order to get gold, there's different refining and mechanical working that happens.
然后为了得到金子中间有很多很多的各种各样的提炼还有机械的过程。
During these ancient times, gold was mined from alluvial placers, that is particles of elemental gold found in river sands. They used to find gold in river sands.
然后呢，在古代的时候呢，人们从河里的沙子里面淘金。
The gold was concentrated by washing away the lighter river sands with water, leaving behind the dense gold particles.
然后金子它是怎么样炼的呢？就是把那些比较轻的河沙他们给逃走。
And when they get that, they used to concentrate it further by melting the gold.
然后当他们得到金沙的时候，就会把它融化，接着就可以进一步提炼。
The interesting part about gold is that when they put it under the fire, the impurities in the gold, they separate from what is pure gold.
很有意思的就是当你把金子在火里融化的时候呢，它里面的杂质它自己就会跑出来。
In fact, if you are in the process and the melting is done, the melting away is done, you could actually collect pure gold and you can also collect the impurities.
然后如果你在当时的那种方式下的话，你就可以当结束以后，你就可以在那里去取出纯的金，然后再把那个它和杂质分开。
But that's there to bring out and refine pure gold.
然后它就在那儿，然后可以炼金。
There's a separation from impurities to pure gold.
杂质和金分开来。
So Peter is saying there's suffering in your life to take away impurities of your faith.
所以彼得在这里就说，你生命中受的患难是为了把你的生命中不纯的东西给取掉。
When we come to Christ, we are given faith by Jesus Christ.
当我们来到耶稣的面前的时候，耶稣给了我们信心。
He gives us that faith by grace alone, through faith alone, right, in Jesus Christ alone.
然后他借着他的恩典，然后唯有耶稣，然后我们就可以信他。
But once we are saved, we are not still perfect.
但是我们虽然得救，我们还是不完全的。
I don't care what age you are, you're still struggling with sin. Allegiance to Christ is still a struggle, right?
无论你的年纪是什么样子的，然后你仍然在挣扎，你仍然想要忠于神，但是还在挣扎。
There are things in our lives that pull us away from God all the time.
然后在我们的生命当中，不停的有事情把我们带离神。
So the reason you are going through this kind of struggle or suffering.Is so that those impurities can be taken away from your life.
所以你在生命当中受到这样子的挣扎和痛苦，这样你自己的信心当中的杂质就可以被取出来。
Here's a test that you can take.
然后你们可以去测试一下。
Are you an anxious person?
你是不是一个焦虑的人呢？
What does anxiety mean? It means that you're always worrying.
然后忧虑是什么呀？你就是经常会
忧虑。What is so and so thinking about me?
然后大家是怎么看我的呢？
How are people perceiving me?
人家是看我怎么样呢？
What is my status in society?
我在社会上的地位是什么呢？
That's a big deal in India.
这是很重要的事情哦。
You know, that's why people live in shanty town in India. In shanty town or in slums. People live in slums in India.
所以大家在如果是在印度的贫民窟里面的话。
But even people living in slums are interested in their status.
然后就算那些贫民窟里的人也对他们的地位很
了解。So you can, at night, you can walk around the slums of India and there are huge HDTVs inside the slums where people are watching TV.
然后你晚上去那个贫民窟的时候你就可以看到里面有好多有那个巨大的高清电视然后人们在看高清电视。
Where are they getting the electricity from that?
他哪里有电呢?
They're stealing it directly from the government.
然后他们从那个政府那里偷。
But it's all about status.
但是这跟地位都有关系。
If you drive up in a beat up Buick,
如果你那个开了一辆别克车的话
，Your friends are looking at you like, dude, I thought you were from the U.S.
然后他就是你的朋友可能就会说，哇，我觉得你是从美国来的。
Why are you driving a beat up car?
你为什么要开一辆beat up Buick?、
Right? Yeah.
为什么要开一辆受损的那个别克车呢
？You know, I was expecting you in a BMW, man.
然后我想你那个开一辆宝马。
So in India, people can have nothing in the bank, but as long as you're driving a BMW, that's a good status.
那可能那些人什么都没有，但是只要他们可以开辆宝马，然后他就是真的有地位。
So are you anxious about how people perceive you?
你是不是很忧虑？想看人们是怎样看你的呢
？Are you unhappy a lot?
你是不是经常不高兴呢
？Oh my, you know, look at that man.He got a job. I have a better degree than him.
然后那个你就会想，哎呀，那个人居然有工作了，我的学位可比他好呀。
And I need that job more than he needs that job.
我比他更需要这个工作。
Why did I not get the job?
神呐，你为什么不给我这个工作呢
？Or, how come they're living in a four-bedroom house and we're living in a two-bedroom?
住在一个有四个卧室的房子里面和两个有什么区别
why God am I living in a two bedroom house if you love me I would have a four bedroom
为什么神你让我住在一个只有两个卧室的房子里呢神啊如果你爱我求你让我有四个房间吧
here's another test how do you handle criticism
还有一个就是你怎么样去对应那些批评呢
honey how's the food
亲爱的你觉得食物怎么样
wife, maybe a little, you put a little too much salt this time.
然后呢，那个妻子可能这次有点咸了。
You never appreciate what I cook for you.
然后你就说，你从来不会喜欢我做什么给你吃。
How do you handle criticism?
你怎么样去对付那些批评呢
？Boss called you into his office.
那个老板把你叫到他的办公室。
Hey, your performance is great. My only concern is maybe you should improve in this particular area.
然后他说你可能你的表现还不错但是对这个方面你可能需要加强。
You don't know how much I work hard for this company.
然后你就说你不知道我为这个公司工作的多辛苦呀。
How dare you criticize me?
你为什么要批评我呢
?Are you up and down a lot?
你是不是总是起起伏伏
?Things are ongoing well, yay!
如果事情好的话你就说哇好棒。
Little struggle comes,
然后忽然之间有一些小挣扎的时候
These are tests that you can take for your own life to see how much you are bound by your circumstances.
这些小测试你都可以去做看看你的生命到底是不是建立在周遭的环境之上。
Some people preach the message, come to Jesus, and you know, you'll get a six-figure salary.
然后有些人说你快来信耶稣吧，然后你就可以有个六位数字的工资。
Come to Jesus and everything will be happy, happy, happy.
然后你来耶稣吧，你来信耶稣吧，然后你的生活
会更丰盛。Pearl Williams will come to your house and sing to you. The person will come to your house and sing to you. You know, everything will be just great.
然后有一些人可能就来到你的房子里面，然后就说，
but,
一切都会好的。
Because you're probably trying to place too much significance and importance on the here and now instead of eternity.
但是是不是我们把现今现在看得过重了呢，而看清了永恒。
Your suffering really shows what is really important to you.
你的患难真的是让你看到什么对你是最重要的。
So, let's say you lose your job tomorrow.
如果你明天就失业了。
How are you going to act?
你将如何回应呢？
Let's say the market drops and you've lost your retirement.
如果市场变化了，市场下跌了，然后你的
退休金
没有了，你会怎么样呢？
Let's say a boyfriend breaks up with you.
如果你和男朋友分手了，
How are you going to act?
你会怎样呢？
See, it shows the genuineness of your faith.
它让你看到你的信心是
真的。You're going through suffering to show the genuineness of our faith.
你要挣扎，因为让你看到。
We might not always understand it.
人们不是总能够理解的。
It's like when you tell your child, if you're a parent here, if you tell your child, don't do this,your child's like, why? Why shouldn't I do this, right?
然后就像你如果是父母的话，你在这里跟你的小孩说你不要做这个，你的小孩就会说我为什么不可以做呢？
And the child really doesn't understand all the things that surround your decision making.
那些孩子们并不能够完全理解所有你做出决定的那些事情。
Well, then how much should we trust God who is far above our understanding?
那我们怎么样去信靠这个神呢？他远超乎我们所能理解的。
And then finally, I want to close with this, right?
然后我就要以这个来结束。
That if when you suffer, you must cry.
那个你当挣扎的时候，你必须要 cry.
You must grieve.
你必须要那个忧愁。
So when you suffer, you should process that grief well.
当你受苦的时候，你必须要合理的处理这样子的忧愁。
There were these philosophers called Stoics.
有这样子的一类哲学家叫做斯多克。
When they suffered, they used to say, don't show anxiety or don't show in your face, just don't worry about it, right?
当他们受苦的时候，他们就说，千万不要让它表现出来，不要让大家看出来你在受苦。
Because everything is determined, so just stay neutral. Don't show your emotions. That's strength. Strength is not showing your emotions.
然后他们说一切事情反都已经注定了，所以就不要再你就一切都中立，然后不要让大家看出你的情绪，这样的话你可以显出自己的力量来。
So sometimes people deal with struggle like, oh, you're struggling, you're going through cancer, rejoice in the Lord.
然后有一些人就说啊，你在受苦吗？你有癌症吗？你要以神为乐。
Just be happy.
要快乐。
When this person is really hurting.
然后这个人可能他正受苦呢。
So part of what God gave us is emotions.
神给我们的很重要的一个就是我们有情绪。
So when you go through suffering, it is okay to grieve.
所以你在经受痛苦的时候，你忧愁是可以的。
Read the book of Psalms.
你可以去读赞美诗。
Where the psalmist says, "Out of the depths I cry to you, O God. Why am I going through this?"
然后那个赞美诗的作者他说。我从深处向你呼求，为什么这发生在我身上呢？
Or read the book of Job.
我们可以去看约伯记。
Or look at our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
或者是看我们的主耶稣。
When he was on the cross.
在他在十字架的时候。
He said, "My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?"
他说：“神啊，神啊，为什么你要离弃我？”
See, grieving is important.
看忧愁是很重要的。
But having the right perspective when you suffer is also important.
但是在你受患难的时候有一个正确的态度也是很重要
的。So suffering is guaranteed.
所以患难是不可避免的。
It's temporary.
它是暂时的。
There's a right way to suffer.
有一个正确的方式。
Rejoicing in spite of grieving.
虽然忧愁但是。
You suffer because you want to test the genuineness of your faith.
你之所以受患难是因为神要看你的信心的真实。
But then look at the result.
但是看那个结果。
It results in praise and glory and honor at the revelation of Jesus Christ.
它可以让你在耶稣显现的时候得着称赞、荣耀、尊贵。
There's debate about how to interpret this verse.
怎么样去解释这个？有一。
But here's how I take it.
我是这样想的。
When Jesus comes back.
当耶稣再来的时候。
All those that are part of His kingdom.
我们所有的人都是他帝国的王国的一部分。
We'll be honored along with Jesus Christ.
我们当和耶稣基督一起得到荣耀。
That they will be praised by God for enduring suffering in this brief world.
他们将会受到神的称赞，因为他们在这个世界上忍住了受患难。
Our God will look at true believers who have suffered in this life and have endured it and have continued to show faith and say, well done, my good and faithful servant.
我们的神看着我们那些为他受苦的人们，然后他说，做得好，良善忠心的仆人。
Let me leave you with this.
我就在这里打住。
Are you suffering?
你有没有受苦呢？
Suffer the right way.
用合适的方式来受苦。
Is there for a reason?
他在这儿是有原因的。
Is there to make you better in your faith?
他在这儿可以让你的信心更加完整。
Is there to show you what you really live for?
他在这里可以告诉你你是真的是。
May we close our eyes, bow our heads, please.
我们一起来闭上眼睛来祷告。
You know, some of us might be suffering and we're saying, nobody understands my suffering.
有些人可能在受苦，然后说没有人理解我的痛苦。
May I say that God understands your suffering?
我可以这样说吗？神理解你的苦。
Whether it's emotional turmoil or spiritual turmoil or financial or physical turmoil, God understands it.
无论是心情上的，是灵上的，或者是经济上的，神都理解你。
Can you trust Him in spite of your suffering?
你可不可以不看自己的境况，仍然相信他呢？
Is there to make your faith pure?
他在这儿让你的信心更为纯正。
When you suffer, how do you suffer?
受苦的时候如何受苦呢？
Do you suffer as one who just is looking at this world, or do you suffer with the eternity in your perspective?
你如何受苦呢？好像是世界上的凡人一样受苦呢，或者是把永恒装在心里来受苦呢？
Father God, help us to suffer correctly.
天父，求您让我们用合宜的方式去受苦。
With the right perspective.
有合适的目的。
And all for your praise and glory.
为了得着你的称赞和荣耀。
Make us better Christians.
让我们成为更好的基督徒。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.Peace to you, brothers and sisters.